at Mount St. Francis. Water lilies grope the lake's green air as hungrily as koi, which populate a pensive pool nearby. Some friar has made this garden shrine, no doubt, including the St. Francis, looped with plastic beads, like hoops around a prize at county fairs. One bird imitates the sound effects of pinball games, as lyrical as David in his way. A psalm fragment, the 23rd, displayed for us to contemplate, seems obsolete beside the actual waters and pastures mowed in yellow swirls by the t-shirted novice. What made him sacrifice the world of touch? Hibiscus blooms promiscuously, while the grapes say their green rosary. Could I love anything as much as the Church of Trees, its gospel sung by thrushes and some tone-deaf chickadees? I cannot guess his motives. He prays, I write, we're both alone. Soon an unseen hand will light the water lily's votives.